pretty, dressed pretty good? Sound pretty good? Okay. Fine. Jerry says it's fine, so it's fine. I trust her. Amen. Thank you for this word that you've given me today, Lord. Your word that brings life. Your word that brings encouragement. Your word that heals. Thank you for this word today, Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen and amen.
Amen.
I've preached on this particular scripture passage before, and it's one of those things you're thinking, let's go somewhere else, God. But no, we're going there. Amen. We're going to be talking about the dry bones today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is that better? I heard myself breathing. Glenn and Brother Danny has told me to calm down. My microphone's acting up all the time. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm getting ready to fly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well,
amen.
Oh my, I've done it then, hadn't I? Hallelujah. I said I've done it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. For over 100 years, the Jews have been in Egyptian captivity. God had called his people out of captivity, brought them into the promised land, gave them a land, gave them a king, and made them a nation. But once again, they turned against God, turned their back on him. God allowed them to go into captivity. The Babylonian army invaded them, reduced Solomon's temple to ashes, taking many of the Jewish people back to Babylonian as captivities. Bad situation. The nation of Israel once again seems as if it's dead. But God had a purpose for this nation. He had a vision for these people that he called his own. No matter how many times Israel turned their backs on God, how many times they grumbled and complained, no matter how many times they said, we're not going there, the plan of God had for them remained the same. God never changed his mind concerning his purpose for his people. And neither does he you today. Even Job said, I know that you can do all things and that no thought or purpose of yours can be restrained or prevented from what you have said. We'll go back to Ezekiel 37, the conversation about God's people who had been in captivity for 10 years and lost hope. It was a prophetic picture of it. And prophetically, I believe it's a word to you today that God has a purpose for your life. And no matter how long we've been saved and what we're doing in the kingdom of God, we need to be reminded again that God has a purpose for your life, that God has a plan for your life. You may have lost the vision. Things may have seemed hopeless, but God has not changed his mind concerning you. Amen? So if you're at the mountaintop of your life, praise God, his plan is still the same. If you are experiencing the lowest valley in your life at this time, God's purpose for your life is the same. And this message is for you today. He hasn't changed his mind because of what you're going through and what's happening in your life at this moment. His purpose and plan is still the same. You may have forgotten. You may have given up. It may seem that all is dead in your life, but God has a purpose for you, and he has not forgotten. Things are going to be resurrected. And I began to hear the word turned around. We serve a God of resurrection power. A God of turnaround. Remember Lazarus was dead 3 days. Remember we said he was not dead. He was dead. Because the Jews had to say, if you're dead 3 days, then you're really dead. That's when they declared them dead. After 3 days, the Jews did. But God raised the dead body. So I think there's enough power in his voice to raise you from your dead situation. And bring things back together again that's been disconnected.
Amen.
Amen. So whatever this morning, Ezekiel chapter 37 begins to tell us about the story of the dry bones. And Ezekiel began to speak, and he said, the hand of the Lord was on me. Remember last week the message was about whose hand are you in will determine the outcome of your life. When you got saved, you were placed in the hands of God. And he has got you in his grip, and he's not going to let you go. So Ezekiel began to say, the hand of the Lord was on me. The Message Bible reads, grabbed by God. Whew! Ezekiel was grabbed by God. I challenge you today to begin to prophesy, the hand of the Lord is upon me. I know everything may seem dead right now, but the hand of the Lord is upon me. And this is where it starts, with believing that the hand of the Lord is upon me. Believing, trusting that God's hand is on me. I am in his hands. My hope is being restored. My vision has been restored. My joy has been restored. I'm being put in remembrance of the purpose, the plan God has for my life. I feel hope coming back. My vision has been restored. I'm beginning to see again. My life has purpose. God has grabbed me. Somebody say that to yourself. God has grabbed me. Woo! God has grabbed you this morning. Grab means laying hold of. God has laid hold of you. Even Paul said in Philippians 3:21, not that I have attained, not that I have arrived yet or have already been made mature or perfect. Oh, even though I may have given up, even though I may have doubted, even though I may have questioned, I haven't arrived at that perfect place yet, that place of maturity yet, but I press on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Jesus Christ. But I press on to lay hold of, to grasp and make my own that for which Christ the Messiah has laid hold of me and made me his own. Or has grabbed me. When I speak of think of grabbing somebody, I think of grabbing them tight and said, listen. And that's what God is doing to you today. He said, listen, my hand is upon you. Amen. For this season. Woo! See, when Ezekiel was in the hand of God, he was repositioned. In other words, he had to begin to see as God began to see. And so when we get to the place we think that we have been unpositioned from God, God, his word says, you have been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So as God had to get Ezekiel to the place where he was repositioned. And sometimes in life we have to be repositioned, which means change the image of or place in a different position. And I'm not talking about the position we've been placed in Christ. But because of things that we go through in life, we think we need that we have got ourselves out of position that we've already been placed in. In other words, we need to change what we are looking at. And sometimes in our brokenness and sometimes in our hopelessness, we don't want to look at where we are at the moment. But God is very concerned about your perspective of where you are at the moment, because ignoring a situation won't make it better. Ignoring a broken bone won't make it better. Ignoring a wound that needs to be healed won't make it better. It may be painful, a broken bone, a disjointed, out-of-place bone cannot heal on its own. It must be reset, put back in place. Sometimes it must be in a cast in the process of time for the bone, in the process of time the bone will heal. Sometimes it's painful. The process of healing is painful, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally. It can be painful to be repositioned back in life where God says, this is where you need to be going. After all, the hopelessness did not come out of nowhere, and it did not happen right then. But it was a process of you getting there. You may have been targeted by the enemy and his lies, you believed. So Ezekiel had to look at things for what they were at the moment. In verse 1 and 3, it says, we read a while ago, the hand of the Lord was upon me. He laid his hand on me. And what happened? And he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. See, when God grabs a hold of you, and when he lays his hand on you, something is bound to happen. You are not going to stay in the position you were in. You are not going to stay the same when God grabs a hold of you and he repositions you. Something is going to happen. Amen. So he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. He set me right down in the midst of where everything was broken, where everything was disjointed, dislocated. Woo! He set me right down in the midst of it. Some of you have been sitting down in the midst of some situations in your family, in your job, and you're trying to get out of it. But God says you are right where I have placed you, because you're going to begin to prophesy to that situation. You're going to begin to prophesy to those things that have been scattered. And you're going to see them coming back together by the power of the Lord. And it's never, ever, those people are never going to be the same again. Hey. Woo. Hallelujah. He needed to see the situation for what it was. He needed to face the current reality. Ezekiel assessed the current situation accurately. Having faith does not mean that you cannot see reality as it is. Having faith is saying, yes, this is what it looks at for the moment. This is what it looks like right now. But something is about to change. I have been repositioned. I don't see like I used to see. I don't hear like I used to hear. But I have heard a sound from heaven. I have heard the joyful sound from heaven. And a trumpet has been blown. And it says, arise, church, out of your lethargy. Arise, church, out of your depression. Arise, church, out of your hopelessness. Because you're getting ready to move to higher ground. I think you need to stand up. And just say, I'm moving up. I'm moving up. I'm moving up. I'm not staying here. There's nothing here for me. There's nothing here in this valley of dry bones. I just come to prophesy to get back to where they're supposed to belong. You can sit down. Hallelujah. And he set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And then what happened? He not only set me down in the midst of the bone, but he caused me to walk around them. Hallelujah. He caused me to walk around them, among them. And he said, when I did, there were very many in the open valley, and they were dry. The bones in the valley were dry. They were disconnected. They were disjointed. They were scattered all over the place. Now I could see what the reality of what it was. And Ezekiel was faced with a seemingly hopeless situation at that point. He began, okay, this is what it is. Now that we can do something about it. And God had the audacity to say to him, son of man, can these bones live? After he set me down in the midst of all that mess, God said to me, can these bones live? So I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding, God. You put your hand on me, you repositioned me, you caused me to see for what it was. You set me right in the middle of this mess, and now you're asking me if they can live? You've got to be joking, God. What would your answer have been when you need to face that in your life so you can heal to be put back together again? What answer would you give? After all, I looked over this valley. I seen my dreams scattered. I seen my hopes scattered. I seen my health scattered. I seen my finances scattered. I seen my family scattered. And now you're asking me if these things can be put back together again? Disjointed, dried, dislocated bones, dreams, hope, happiness scattered everywhere. Yes, he's asking you that this morning. Can those situations be restored?
Yes.
Yes. And suddenly Ezekiel remembered. Suddenly something happened on the inside of him. And he remembered who had asked him the question, can these bones live? God, I am the all-sufficient one, has asked me that question. He has asked me that question. You then began to answer in faith. He said, oh, sovereign God, you know. You know, you don't have to have all the answers to everything. He just wants you to look at the situation for what it is and say, God, I don't know how you're going to put it all back together. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know who you're going to use to do it. I don't know, but that's okay. I know that you know, God. Amen. I know that you know, and you're going to begin to give me the answer, and God did. Don't ask God to allow you to do something and begin to speak it, because he's going to say, okay, this is what you need to do. Amen. So it says, how's this going to be restored and all this? Verse 4, 6 says, then he said to me, this is what he had to do. This is Ezekiel's part. Prophesy to these bones. In other words, speak the word of the Lord to them. And say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. In other words, stick the word on it.
Amen.
Must tell somebody, dead bones have ears. The things in your life that have been scattered, the dry bones and those things that have been scattered, they have ears to hear the word of the Lord. They have words to hear. Sickness in your body has words to hear. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. So if only you will speak, Ezekiel was only asked to do one thing, and that was to prophesy to your dead, scattered, disjointed situations. Life and death, the word tells us that we know is in the power of the tongue. And this is what the sovereign Lord says to you. I will make breath enter you. In other words, it's coming to life. And enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I'll put breath in you and you will come to life. And then what happens? Then you will know that I am the Lord. Woo. So begin to prophesy what you are becoming, not what you are. Begin to prophesy to those things what they are in Jesus and not what you see at the moment. Prophesy to your children. They're not a drug addict, but they're delivered, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and serving God. And then speak to your bank account. Speak to the family situations. Amen. And watch it come together. Instead of being angry and bitter about it, instead of saying the situation is hopeless, remember there is nothing impossible with God. And if you can dream it, if you can imagine it, God is dreaming it bigger, even bigger for you. Amen. So what did Ezekiel do? I prophesied as I was commanded. He said, I began to speak as I was commanded. And he said, as I was prophesying, something started happening. There was a noise, a rattling sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, tendons, flesh appeared, skin appeared. But they still didn't have any breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. When the enemy's coming after you and he's doing the chatter thing with all kinds of noises, look at him and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says about it. Come breath from the four winds. Breathe into those that are slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me and entered them, and breath entered them. They came to life, stood up on their feet as a vast army. So after the bones come back together, flesh begins to appear. The bodies now have flesh and bones in place. Now they just needed to breathe. All that rattling and stuff that you've been hearing is things coming back together again. And you just keep speaking and keep speaking, and they will breathe again. Amen. And that's what's happened to so many people. They quit breathing. When you quit breathing physically, you will die. And so many people in the body of Christ have quit breathing because they have given up just that short to their deliverance, just that close to their deliverance. Amen. God wants you to breathe again. He wants you to live again. He wants you to have hope again. Amen. So when Ezekiel begins to prophesy, breath entered them, and suddenly they stood up. It is the breath of God that gives life. Romans 8:11, we know, tells us that the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit that lives in you. My prayer for all of us is that God would grab us afresh, that Holy Spirit would breathe on us again and cause us to have new vision, to see things that we've never seen before. To see it fresh and new. And what is the noise that hear? Someone called me last night and said they seen someone, heard someone say, you need to come to our church today. We are having an old-time, old-fashioned Holy Ghost meeting. And I told this person, I said, that is wonderful. But that was then, and now it's now, and there's a fresh move of God. God is removing the old wineskin. Thank God for what he's done in the past, but I'm looking for the new thing. I'm looking for a new wave of God's glory. Amen. I am looking for bones to come back together again. I'm looking for blinded eyes to be open, spiritually and physically. I'm looking for people to get out of the wheelchairs. Amen. I'm looking for the crippled to walk. Amen. I'm looking for the deaf to see, hear, and the blind to see. Why? Because Jesus said the works that I did, you're going to go ahead and just do them too. Woo! So what is that noise that I hear? The enemy would want you to believe it is him tearing things up. But as I said before, I hear a sound from heaven. And I believe it's the body of Christ coming together, fleshing out. Get it big with the anointing. With the anointing. Get it big with the anointing. And speak in the oracles of God by his breath. So this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today. There's a divine turnaround that I'm doing right now. Remember, we said the month of August was the beginning, new beginnings, new opportunities. Amen. There's a divine turnaround that I'm doing right now. The situation is moving and shifting right now. Dry, distracted, dislocated, scattered dreams are being brought back again. Yes, Pharaoh, the turnaround was very tragic as he was pursuing my people. The enemy is pursuing you, and they sought to overtake you. But just as I did with Pharaoh, everything has been unleashed on your enemy. The enemy that you see, you will never see no more in that area. Your enemy that comes against you is a defeated foe. Expect a divine turnaround. Expect a divine turnaround. You have seen things as how they were. Now I want you to begin to see how they can be. My word is sure, my word is faithful, and I will keep it and I will perform it. This is a season of a divine turnaround. I'm declaring yes, yes, yes to your desires. I will give you the desires of your heart. This is a divine season of turnaround for your family. Scattered families, broken families, dislocated, disjointed families are being restored in this season. And God says, begin to look for them, for they are coming. Watch for them. They are running towards you with a spirit of salvation and freedom. You've not been set down in the midst of that mess for nothing. The anointing that's upon you is breaking yokes off of people. It's causing people to see the glory of God. I'm divinely turning your sons and daughters back to their families. You will live in abundance, and my joy is your portion. The joy of the Lord is our strength, church. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And he said, the joy of the Lord, my joy is your portion. My joy to give you good things and make your life full of joy and peace. Peace, what Verma's talking about, it's a life of nothing missing and nothing broken. Peace, the peace of God. Your home is your resting place. And God says it will be that way again. Some of you do not like going home. You do not like to be in the atmosphere. God says that's your resting place. And it's going to be that way again. For you will begin to rest in me, find perfect peace in me. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing missing. He says don't be moved by the things that you see and hear around you. That is just chatter of the enemy to get you distracted. Look only to me for your peace, comfort, and strength. I will divinely turn around even the very thoughts that capture your mind and attention throughout the day. I have determined I will do it. My purposes and plans will prevail. I have purpose for your life, purposed you for victory, ahead of every distraction, assignment, and weapon formed against you, says the Lord. Amen. Stand to your feet this morning. Father, we thank you for this, your word that you have given us today, that we leave this place knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that we leave today, Lord, with a great understanding that you are repositioning us. The things that have seemed scattered and situations that have come to cause things seem like they were scattered and dislocated and disconnected, there's a divine shift taking place, God. that sin is coming together for my glory. That I have a remnant of people that says, I believe you, God. I choose to believe you over any opposition that may come that would want to hinder us and distract us. And I speak continual peace over your people today, God. That whatever dreams that have been shattered, whatever things that have been shattered in their life and the seasons they may go through, it doesn't do anything with the word that you have for them. It doesn't nullify anything that you've spoken over their lives, God. That your purpose and your plan for them, that they're going to have vision to see again and vision to dream again and vision to speak again and begin to prophesy into that situation. This is the word of the Lord concerning this. That's what stands, because your word is forever settled in the heavens, God. I speak that over us today, Lord, as a body of believers, as your sons and daughters, that we're just getting started in where you're taking us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the revivals of the past, but this is a new day, God. This is a new day that you're leading us into. And we're thankful for that, God. And we say that we stand on the promises of your word and to say that all is well in your kingdom. All is well in your kingdom, and that is where we are living at. That's where we are positioned at. It's in your kingdom that we get a heaven's view of situations and all things, because that is where our victory is. That's where our peace is at. Oh, that we're in your kingdom. And you said in your kingdom all is well. All is well in your kingdom. Now I speak favor over you and God's blessings to run and overtake you. I called you the healed of the Lord. Amen. I call you highly favored of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I call your feet to run swiftly to that which is God's saying for you to do. As that vision has been restored back to you today. Mm-hmm. Begin to speak to those things that are scattered and disjointed and dislocated. Those things that are dry. Holy Ghost rain. Fresh wind of the Holy Spirit is coming up on you right now. Refilling you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus. That you go out refueled today, recharged today with a new sense of hope that there's nothing impossible with our God.
Mm-hmm.
Go and make a difference in somebody's life this week. Go and tell somebody the good news. Go and tell the lost the good news that they no longer have to be lost.
Mm.
Go tell the drug addict that they no longer have to be addicted.
Amen.
Go tell the hopeless the good news that there's hope in Jesus.
Yes.
Go tell the one that feels like they've been abandoned that in Jesus they can be adopted and become heirs and heirs.
Yes.
Of God. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. And amen.